The reason so much of Cicero's output survives is that he was regarded as a model of Latin prose. And in the ancient world and afterwards, people studied Cicero primarily in order to learn how to write perfect Latin. His works were read and copied throughout the Middle Ages as examples of perfect Latin rather than for their content. But in more recent times, his works have also been studied as examples of rhetoric for imitation, particularly perhaps in the 18th century, when classics was a considerable part of a gentleman's education. Speakers in Parliament or in court would often aim to speak in a Ciceronian manner, and Cicero's speeches once again came to be taken as models of oratory for imitation.